Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Huyer. A new report says essential workers have to pay as much as 70% of their income in rent. The report says for workers like early childhood educators, nurses, and aged care workers, only 1 in 100 rental is affordable enough, even though they work full-time. Kezi Chambers is the executive director of Anglicare Australia and says the situation is particularly serious for these essential workers.
These are your ordinary average Australians. You know, these are people on those good jobs that we need doing, and if they can't afford to be in the private rental market, then there's something going very wrong with our housing. What it means is that we're seeing people who are living very unaffordably. They're spending, you know, 50, 60, sometimes even 70% of their income putting a roof over their head. They are travelling way too far for their shift.
The parents of an Iranian asylum seeker who was murdered during riots on Manus Island in 2014 has reached a confidential settlement with the federal government and the security firm J4S. Reza Barati was beaten to death by guards and other contractors during a riot at the Australian-run offshore detention centre in February 2014. The family sued the Victorian Supreme Court 2 years ago. Lawyer Jennifer Canis, who represented Reza Barati's family, says the settlement does not include any admission of responsibility by the Australian government.
The parties have settled the claims, and those claims have been settled on a confidential basis. And what this means is that there has been no findings by the court against any of the parties involved.
It is becoming more and more likely that a public holiday would honour Australia's World Cup success as the Prime Minister calls for a national celebration. The Matildas won Australia a place in the semi-finals after a very tense penalty shootout with France, setting up a match with England on Wednesday. If they advance to the final and win, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said it is possible the country's workers would enjoy a day off in recognition of the victory. He did not agree with concerns about the impact a snap public holiday could have, particularly on small business and hospital bookings. The New South Wales government has created a task force to look into problems in its bus system. The task force has found the bus transport system has many reliability issues and driver shortages. It found those problems are particularly serious in recently privatized regions. The task force found buses move 40% of public transport passengers, yet only receive 2% of the capital budget. It's made 7 key recommendations, and the Transport Minister Joe Halen says the government has given in-principle support to all of them. New figures show thousands of New Zealanders have applied to become Australian citizens, weeks after a new pathway to citizenship was opened up. More than 15,000 New Zealanders have started the process for Australian citizenship since changes came into effect at the start of July. Under the changes, New Zealanders who have been living in Australia for at least 4 years on a special category visa can apply for citizenship. I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News in Easy English.